Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The Verge's sources say Microsoft is testing a web-based version of its xCloud game streaming service for Chromium browsers, ahead of a public preview. Microsoft planned to bundle this into the PC version of the Xbox app on Windows 10, and a browser-based version would also open the service for use on Apple devices. Billionaire executive and artist Jay-Z and Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey announced the creation of an endowment to develop Bitcoin in India and African countries. 500 Bitcoin, currently worth $23.6 million, will be set up as a blind, irrevocable trust called B-Trust. Three board members will be hired and given independence to pursue the goal of making Bitcoins the Internet's currency. The European Consumer Organization filed a complaint against TikTok with the EU's Network of Consumer Protection Authorities, claiming the app's vague and frequently changed terms of service violate GDPR and for tracking users regardless of age or preferences. TikTok said it's contacted the BEUC for a meeting to listen to its concerns and has developed an in-app summary of its privacy policy, making it easier to understand. France's cybersecurity agency ANSI said the Russian military Sandworm hacking group ran a campaign from 2017 through 2020 targeting the internal networks of French organizations running Centrion IT monitoring software. While it's unclear if Sandworm used a Centrion vulnerability or social engineering to gain access, once in the system, the attackers installed a web shell and backdoor trojan that allowed them to take control of the server and access adjacent networks. LastPass announced that as of March 16th, users on its free tier will have to set an active device type, choosing which type of device they can access their password vault on, desktop or mobile. Current free users will set their active device type by the first device they log into LastPass with after March 16th. Users can change the active device type three times before being locked into the choice. Epic Games filed a formal antitrust complaint against Apple in the EU, claiming the company has completely eliminated competition in app distribution and payment processes. Epic currently has ongoing legal challenges to Apple's App Store rules in the US and Australia, as well as a filing with the UK's Competition Appeal Tribunal. NPD Group reports that PC gaming hardware and accessory sales in the US grew 62% on the year in 2020 to $4.5 billion, with PC gaming content increasing 19% to $7.5 billion. Within overall gaming hardware, NPD Group found that every PC gaming category grew year over year, including GPUs, CPUs, headsets, monitors, and keyboards. Amazon is launching Build It, a program to introduce concept products to customers for pre-order, building off the company's previous Day One Edition products. Customers only get charged if the product actually ships, and the price goes up for customers who did not pre-order. Newly unsealed documents in a 2018 class action lawsuit against Facebook's ad practices show that Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg acknowledged in 2017 that potential reach metrics shown to advertisers included false and duplicate accounts. 2018 documents show Facebook estimated removing these would reduce potential reach by 10% and have a significant impact on company revenue. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk told Ars Technica that a 2024 moon landing was no longer feasible, citing inadequate appropriations funding the last 2 years. Jurczyk said NASA is working with the White House to identify a realistic path forward for the project. The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom unanimously upheld a lower court ruling that a group of Uber drivers who brought the case in 2016 are workers, not independent contractors. This decision only applies to those 25 drivers in the case, but sets a precedent, with Uber saying it will consult with all drivers in the UK to understand the changes they want to see. Following a delay in enforcing a change to its privacy policy, WhatsApp plans to display a small in-app banner asking users to re-review its privacy policies over the coming weeks, before eventually asking users to accept the updated policy. Clicking through will reveal a summary of changes with the new policy, how WhatsApp works with Facebook, and stress that the update doesn't change the privacy of conversations in WhatsApp. Drivers for the forthcoming NVIDIA RTX 3060 video card will detect cryptocurrency mining and reduce the hash rate by about 50%. The company will also offer dedicated cryptocurrency mining processors, or CMPs, with no display outputs, starting with the 30HX, which does 26 megahashes per second, and the 40HX at 36 megahashes per second. These are available this quarter from vendors, with more powerful cards coming in the next quarter. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.